Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Professor Paul Hunter, an infectious disease expert affiliated with the University of East Anglia in Britain. Professor Hunter, countries everywhere are beginning to relax restrictions that were instated in an effort to combat the spread of coronavirus, justifiably pointing to the economic damage of lockdowns and closures. Do epidemiologists and other health researchers have enough of an upper hand to allow this, if only from a health vantage?
That question depends not only on epidemiology, but on the availability of wider public health services. We can only really start relaxing lockdown when we're actually starting to see sustained and substantial declines in cases from the peak of the infection. But we will, before we can do that, we will have to make sure that we're able to monitor and look for new cases, new infections, that they can be then traced in the community, that they can then be isolated, their contacts identified, tested, and similarly isolated. So it won't be so much a question of, well, things have relaxed enough now for us to ease up. It will be an issue of, actually, have we got sufficient resources in place to be able to control the epidemic from here on? If we relax too soon and before those are in place, almost certainly we will see a substantial further increase in cases.
We once spoke about the dwindling list of countries that had yet to report infections, some because of insufficient testing, others because of relative isolation. Where does that list stand? Is there anywhere truly left unscathed?
Looking at the global graphs, it's difficult to see any country that of any size that hasn't actually had reported at least one case. The vast majority of infections, however, are still occurring predominantly in Western Europe and in the United States. And elsewhere in the world where we're seeing cases, such as Africa, many countries have reported some cases, but so far not very large numbers. This may be because in their countries the infection is spreading less vigorously than it is in Europe. It may also, it must be said, because these countries are unable to do the manage the intensity of testing and diagnosis and management that we are able to achieve in the Northern Hemisphere.
You are listening to Professor Paul Hunter, an infectious disease expert affiliated with the University of East Anglia in Britain. Getting back to the tug of war between health professionals and economists, you as a researcher have to juggle budgets, and some things that you feel need researching are never scrutinized because there's just not enough money. At what point can a health professional sit back and say there's a limit to how long we can ask people to stay at home and not go to work and not open their shops, that we're just going to have to take our chances?
That question is not really for public health professionals, because as public health professionals, what we do is we can say what the likely impact on public health is of various strategies and what sort of interventions may or may not work to control a particular epidemic. In terms of setting the priorities of which issues need to be given priority, that is a question for society as a whole, and especially for our government and our leaders. However, I think as public health professionals, we do realise and understand that the degree of lockdown that we're having to have at the moment is not necessarily sustainable in the long term. And so I think what the questions that we now need to be asking is not whether or not we carry on with this lockdown. It should be more about how can we actually ease those restrictions in a way that does the least harm to public health, whilst also doing the least harm to the economy and wider society.
Professor Paul Hunter, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.